Someone finally who's older than me.
There you go. And yeah, one of the top five.
Yeah, did that not make you sick?
They do a really well-produced 20-minute show every day with research and, like, production value and really good sound quality.
No, not them. You know, not them necessarily, but, like, the number one earning person.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They do a really well-produced 20-minute show every day.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2020 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of October, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to talk about the quiz programs, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, and our vision is 2020. Hello, Charters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Charters. You are Charters today because, y'all, you're looking at the eye chart today because, y'all, it's 2020. Big Fatty, Big Fatty. It's just perfect. It's just perfect. Big Fatty, are you going to stay awake today? I don't know, but I'm going to try. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, what is that? Oh, that is some soup. there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm going to have one of my hamburger steaks that I cooked over the weekend when I finished recording, and then I'm going to go for my little nipple walk. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they're making great progress. Great progress here in Fat Acres. Big Fatty Fat Acres. I guess Shady Pines, Big Fatty, Shady Pines. But here in Fat Acres, they're really moving right along on the construction of Phase 3, and so y'all, it's lovely. It's just gonna be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him.
Vicious into the BFO's Spotting Big Fatty desk. Y'all, there have been no updates over at Spotting Big Fatty, so we're still waiting on Spotting Crazy. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, it's been a while since we've been down here in the Fat Cave to talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a little musty down here. Maybe that's you, Poodle. Big Fatty, be nice.
First of all, let me just say I am truly enjoying the new TiVo. Y'all, the skip feature where it just skips through the blocks of commercials, y'all, it's a godsend. Beh, Fatty. I think the first show we're going to talk about is the dancing. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, they're about at the halfway point now, and on Monday night, y'all, it came as no surprise to Big Fatty that Paula Deen, hey, y'all, was sent home with her stick of butter, Big Fatty. But y'all, she's just terrible. Just terrible. And I just felt for Louis Van Amstel. But y'all, the thing that the Monday night little show they were doing, they were recreating iconic dances from movies and things like that. And y'all, I don't know what Paula Deen was dressed as. She's dressed like Marie Antoinette looking people. Then they had all these menses on there dancing around, and y'all, it looked like they were wearing high heels and stockings and short shorts. But y'all, it was delicious, lovely. And y'all, they've got a new dancer in the troupe. He's got a shaved head, and he is hot. He is just hot. Yes, me pretty. And they did recreation of one of the Singing in the Rain or Gene Kelly songs. But y'all, the best one that Big Fatty enjoyed was, y'all, they did a recreation, the Alex Pendavis or whatever his name is, Pen Vega. Y'all, he did the striptease thing from the Magic Mike, and I know Big Fatty the Seder would like to see that. Well, maybe he can go look at it online, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. It was hot. It was just hot. And anyway, but y'all, it's getting good. They're starting to get some tens on the from the judges, and y'all, it's just lovely. It's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm really enjoying this season of The Survivor. You know, this is the season where it's called Second Chances, and y'all, everybody's already been on the little show before, and y'all, they're getting rid of some good people, but some of them that they're not getting rid of, I'm just kind of scratching my head. Why they don't get, especially that one girl that I don't remember what her name is, but y'all, she was a troublemaker the first time she was on, and she's still a troublemaker. anyway, I'm enjoying seeing the hotness that's still on there. And Big Fatty, is that the only reason you watch the quiz programs, is to see the mostly naked men? Well, why is there any other reason to watch the quiz? No, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I love the Big Run. I honest to hydrogen, absolutely love the Big Run. And y'all, the two Texas boys, that Big Fatty, let me guess, they're hot. Yeah, they're hot. But y'all, they just played so stupid on the last episode. I wanted to knock some sense into them. Big Fatty, the other teams did, but y'all, it was interesting because it was one of those episodes where they think that they're done, and they get there to that Phil Corrigan, and he just says, "Oh, by the way, you're still racing," and gives them another clue. Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Tappy Smelly. I noticed since it was getting close to... Excuse me. Thank you. Hi, Big Fatty. It's Tappy Smelly. I noticed since I was getting close to the Halloween-y time that you're starting to use some of the Halloween-y versions of some of your little theme songs and stuff like that. So, I got my chums here together, and I thought what we'd do is provide you with a few additional sound effects that you can add it in, you know, like sort of splice in to some of your the regular little songs you use. All right, so I'm going to go for... And then...
Sorry,
all right, you guys. Okay? So I'm going to go first, and I'm going to leave a little bit of space around this to make it easier for you to edit.
No, brother.
Okay, that was me. Who's next?
Me. Let me get this over with, okay?
All right, you get up to the mic.
Okay.
Okay, that's... Jesus Cricket, that's good.
Yeah.
But I just sort of did the ghost thing. And so why don't you do something else? And also, remember to give a little bit of space around it.
Okay.
To make it easier for Big Fatty to edit, okay?
Holy Christ, you think he's some sort of invalid?
No, just... Right, okay, go.
That was
Cricket.
Except I don't know who that was.
Yeah, Cricket. Who was that?
It was the Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Big Fatty? I'm just ignore this phone call. I'm gonna talk with these guys, and you know we'll call again, and maybe we'll be better. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, Big Fatty, he hung up on you. He did hang up on me. First of all, y'all, that is old Stink Pot. Toppy Smelly from over there at the old Stink Pot little show. And he's there with Big Fatty. Was that Cricket that nobody likes? I believe it was. Boy, she certainly is the damn Bride of Frankenstein, and she's hated by all. But Toppy, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It seems like it's been a month of Sunday since we've heard from you, and it's awfully kind of you to help Big Fatty with some Halloween-y sounds and everything. Big Fatty, you're not going to use that Bride of Frankenstein. Well, anyway, he's going to get everything together, and he said he's going to call back, so we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. But Toppy, the thing that I love the most is that you thought of Big Fatty, and you just wanted to do something nice, and it's out of the blue, just out of the blue, Big Fatty, and I just appreciate it like you just will never know. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It is Tim giving you a call. I was going to call and wish you happy 2000th show, but since I'm a little behind on the little show, I'm just now hearing it, so I'm calling to wish you a happy 2020 that gives you perfect vision, right? You know, the BFO is the center of the podcast universe and must have perfect vision or something like that. So congratulations. Who knew you'd make it this far with such little content? Just saying, have a good one, and thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, that is of course a terminally single Tim and Big Fatty and the baby's arm. Don't forget about the baby's arm. Well, and the baby's arm. And Tim, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, I had no idea that I was actually going to play that call on today's show. But y'all, it just worked out. Yes, Big Fatty, it worked out just perfect for the 2020. And perfect vision. Yes, Big Fatty, we have perfect vision. Which is better, A or B? B or C? C or D? Big Fatty, by the way, when are you getting your new specs? Well, I think they're supposed to be ready sometime this week. But we'll just have to wait. We're waiting for the call to come in to let us know that they're ready. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Brian in Denver. Just wanted to call and give you some yucky news. My best friend David, the one that made the hemisol for you, passed away on this past Tuesday night. He was just found laying in his bed, and they tried to revive him, and they couldn't. So David Waters has passed away. Anyway, could you share that on the show? I'd appreciate it. Thank you, Big Fatty, and I'm doing well. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all... As you know, I do not preview the calls other than to hear who it's from. And Brian, I am absolutely sitting here stunned. And y'all, this call came in on, I guess it came in like on Monday or something like that. So this must have been Tuesday of last week is when this happened. David and Brian, I'm just trying to recall some memories here. David and Brian, and Brian, if I get this wrong, please correct me, but y'all, they used to get together. Now, what do I remember about David and Brian? They used to get together and quilt, and they would, I think David introduced the BFO to Brian. Now, I may have that backwards. Brian may have introduced it to David, but they would get together and quilt, and y'all, they made the hamisole for me. And y'all, what the hamisole is y'all, it is a handmade quilt, and it has pictures of bacon and pigs and things like that on it. Then it has like the Denver Broncos logo and all on it. And y'all, it is absolutely a huge labor of love. It came, and I was speechless then as well, and evidently they would get together and make these quilt patches or squares and listen to the BFO together and just hoot and holler. I was so touched when they did that and sent that to me, and that they would continue to listen. Now, I know David kind of had a boyfriend or something like that, and he, you know, other things came up in his life, and I don't know if he listened regularly. But y'all, one of the other things that I remember about David, he called in several times, and y'all, he had a I'm pretty sure this is right. He had a Whack-em. He had a Whack-em museum, or he loved the Whack-em cleaners and would collect them. And y'all, it's one of the craziest things that I've ever heard somebody collect. Biff, Freddy, have you looked at what you collect? Well, that's true. it's one of those things that. If we were all the same, it would be a very boring world. And I think David helped prove that for us. And Brian, I do hope, I know that David was a dear, dear friend, your best friend, as you said in your call. And I'm our hearts go out to you and hope you're doing well. And that, all I can say is you just remember the good times y'all had together. Think back on the good times. And I'm pleased to hear that. I shouldn't say pleased, but it sounds to me like David may have just passed away in his sleep. And y'all, that's the way Big Fatty wants to go. Big Fatty, could you speed it up? No, we're not going to make fun of this. But Brian, my best to you and all of David's family and those grieving at this time, and that we will have a true void in the Pride 48 family. Y'all, I believe David may be just the second person in the Pride 48 family that has passed away, Lord Byron being the other. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day, and that your days are filled with joy and happiness, and maybe there's a crazy old man with a friend named Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty. Maybe brings a little happiness to you. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show is Daniel Biba. And Daniel, what you think today?
We do a really well-produced 20-minute show every day.
Oh, that is so kind of him, Big Fatty. Who knew?
You can- can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.